Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot's Drupal Development Deep Dive Workshop Week in Washington, D.C. Come join Angela Webchick Byron and Jeff Eaton for a week-long excursion into the depths of Drupal's API and module development. The event happens July 12th to the 16th and is split up into two workshops, basic module development on Monday and Tuesday, and advanced Drupal development on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sign up for each workshop individually, or sign up for the whole week, save some money, and become a complete Drupal development superhero. For more information, visit lullabot.com/events.
My name is Dave Cohen, and I work on a handful of Drupal modules, but specifically the Drupal for Facebook project. It allows you to build Facebook applications that are powered by Drupal as the backend and the content management system. So we spoke about a year ago when the Knight Foundation announced that they were going to sponsor this project, and thanks to them, I've been able to spend a lot more time building it out and a lot more time on the issue queue and supporting people who are using it. So this is a great opportunity for me to say thanks to them.
So talk a bit about, like, what does this module do now that you've had a year to build it up a bit and work on it a little bit more?
So it does a number of things, and there's two basic classes of Facebook application. There's what is called a Canvas page, exists within Facebook, and there's what Facebook Connect, which takes a website that's on another domain and adds some social features to it. So both of these venues enable you to build a social application, you know, tap into a person's friend network, the groups that they're in, the bits and pieces about their identity that Facebook provides. So if you're interested in building a social application and you don't want to reinvent the wheel, you can tap into the data that somebody's already added to Facebook. So the basic getting started with these modules is you pick one or both of those venues, either Canvas pages or Facebook Connect. Enable the modules, configure your Facebook app, and you basically hit the ground running. But from there you build various features. So it's a complicated enough topic that I'm not exactly sure where to start answering
well,
the question.
Well, just the first question I have is, when you say Facebook application, to me implies that there's this special Facebook markup language code that gets created and everything, and that you have applications when you're on Facebook, and it, you know, forces you to download something in order to look at information. So maybe you could just sort of like, where does this sort of fit into that whole Facebook ecosystem?
So it's true that when you build a Facebook application, you're going to use something called FBML, the Facebook Markup Language. It's very similar to HTML. That's one reason that Drupal is a good tool for building these apps, because while you're building something a little bit different than a website, it's mostly the same. So the things that Drupal is good at makes it good for building these as well. If you're building a Canvas page, you're living in this FBML environment, and that allows you to make things look and feel like part of the Facebook ecosystem. If you're building Facebook Connect, you're basically adding these things to what would otherwise be a normal HTML website. It has these additional things, additional Facebook markup language and additional JavaScript that's Facebook specific. So you can add all kinds of things to your pages, like showing somebody's username and profile picture is the easiest, showing something like their status, or writing something to their wall, or giving them a form that allows them to invite their friends to participate in the site that you're building. So there's a whole bunch of things that can be added, and what you're going to add depends on your specific needs, but using the Drupal for Facebook modules gets you started. It gets you to the point where you can add this Facebook markup language to your page.
I see. So, and just to get clarification and sort of the delineation between the Facebook world and the Drupal world of your own website and then the Facebook website, since, you know, we have like fan pages, we have group pages, and you're mentioning Canvas pages, how do those all fit in and how do those relate to what's going on if you have a Drupal site?
So it's a good question because it is fairly complicated. I mean, there's a number of pages that appear on Facebook. For example, to implement Facebook Connect, you're going to have something that's called a Facebook application, and it's something that you register on the Facebook site. And that in itself has a page on the Facebook application directory. But that's different from what I'm talking about when I talk about a Canvas page. A Canvas
page. So just to clarify, Facebook Connect is like an authorization for if you wanted to log into your own website instead of a username and password, that's more related to your Drupal side, and the Canvas page is the Facebook side.
A Canvas page is in Facebook, but it's still powered by Drupal. It's the same way somebody goes to your Drupal domain And they don't really know that your site is powered by Drupal. They don't care. They're just visiting a website. Same thing with a Canvas page. You're just visiting a Facebook app. Whether it's powered by Drupal or not is not something the end user needs to be concerned with. But let's talk about Facebook Connect specifically, because that is something that a lot of Drupal people are interested in. Whether you already have a site or are building a site and you're building it with Drupal, adding Facebook Connect is a nice add-on that's going to help or make things easier for anyone that's already a Facebook user. And one of the first things that you can do with it is letting somebody sign on with their Facebook credentials instead of registering a new local Drupal account. So somebody's going to type in their username and their password that they already have with Facebook. And if you want, if you configure the Drupal for Facebook modules to do this, it'll create a local Drupal account. So you can start building out your application thinking in terms of Drupal's users and Drupal roles and Drupal privileges, but they've created their initial account just by authorizing your app through the Facebook Connect button.
And how does that get fed back into the sort of Canvas page element of everything then?
Well, once they do that, you can do a whole bunch of things. Like them clicking through that Facebook Connect button gives you insight into who their friends are. It lets you add features. For example, you can have them invite their friends to also visit them on the site. You can build a view which filters based on friends, so they can see nodes or comments that have been created by their friends and not just by anyone that's on your site. So you can start to add features that take advantage of their social network. And whether you're building Canvas pages or Facebook Connect pages, it's true for both.
And so this is the Knight Foundation, which is usually funding like journalistically, you know, related in some way things that are going to lead back into, you know, journalism. How does this sort of tie into what maybe newspaper organizations or other, what was their interest in relation to like journalism for funding this?
You know, they funded a number of Drupal projects. So the Drupal community got together with the Knight Drupal Initiative and suggested several projects to them, and they funded several, a half a dozen or so. And this is one. And they're very interested in making it easy for people to produce content online and spread the word about whatever it is they're spreading about. And Facebook is a particularly easy set of technology to use. It's very easy to register on Facebook. A lot of people have already done it. And allowing people to publish anything through that venue is in line with the Knight Foundation's goals. The Knight Foundation is sponsoring both Drupal for Facebook, the open source project that's going to let any Drupal administrator tap into this Facebook social network. And I'm building an application specifically for the Knight Foundation that is a newspaper-oriented app. It's going to have a publishing workflow that's a lot like a newsroom, where there's both contributors and editors. And editors will be able to have the final say over any article of when it is actually published. And they can manage this workflow, a collaborative editing workflow that's very reminiscent of a newspaper. And it's going to be super easy to build one. You're going to add this application on Facebook and click the Create a New Newspaper button. And it will create your newspaper as a template. You'll be able to edit it. You'll be able to submit articles. And you'll be able to tap your friends as contributors in your newspaper. So that kind of thing is what the Drupal for Facebook project makes possible. And that specific thing is an example of it in action, and specifically for the Knight Foundation.
And so if someone gets this Drupal module, and is this going to be something that they're going to be integrating into their main website, or is this module really to run the backend for an application that people are going to be downloading and installing onto Facebook? I'm just trying to figure out the workflow there.
It's doing both of these things. It's, you know, like all things Drupal, it's very flexible, and it's quite powerful, and it can do quite a lot. So if all you want to do is add Facebook Connect to your website, it can do that. But if you want to do something more sophisticated, it's actually capable of hosting any number of apps. So a single Drupal install, just like Drupal is capable of this multi-site features, you can have any number of Facebook apps hosted on your Drupal install. So you can have Canvas pages that do one very specific thing. Maybe your site does 10 things. You might have 10 applications, you know, that Facebook users can tap into.
And finally, maybe just talk about like what has, you know, attracted you and drawn you to be interested in working on all this Facebook stuff.
There's been all kinds of upheaval through social networking sites. You know, since Friendster existed, I've been interested in this stuff. And when Facebook came out with an API that basically was saying you don't need to build your own new social network, you can tap into ours and you can build a social app without asking people to register with you and share all this information with you specifically. It's, you can tap into Facebook's already generated information and the user base that they already have. I was fascinated, and there was a lot of press about what they were doing, and my own curiosity got the better of me, and I started dabbling in it. And knowing Drupal already, I thought Drupal's a great tool for building these things out. The first wave of applications was pretty simple. You know, you remember Vampire Bytes and the kinds of things that were very viral and often annoying, in my personal opinion. I always thought there was room to make these things much more sophisticated. With a powerful content management system as the back end, you could build something of real value. And that's why I wanted to put Drupal in place as a tool for doing this. And you know, the first time I presented at DrupalCon was about this, and it's brought me much more into the Drupal community than I was when I first started to dabble. And I'm really glad that it's done that. It's been an interesting project to work on. It continues to be, and I just want to say that it's nice to work with everyone that does Drupal things.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Cool. Thanks a lot.